Hello, it's welcome to. You know what, man? My brain, I need to somehow bring it in. Bring it to a spot to where I can understand what's happening up here so I can do an intro correctly without thinking of two different words, putting them together, and doing an intro. Regardless, we're back. Life of Loser Presents. We are doing Madison Davis, part episode three, 5, 6, 7, 8. Who do we appreciate? Her, because it's a part two episode for her. And we are going to learn more about the Lindbergh baby. Lindenberg? I don't know his last name anymore. And what happens to Charles? Charles, that's him. Bruno's who I'm thinking of. This is going out great. And then we're going to also, you know, hear a little bit about her art. She's an artist. So find out how you can get a commission from her and if she will work for the prices that you're saying. Because guess what? Girl's high price, man, because she does good work. And then we also learn a little bit about hometowns, maybe, if I looked correctly whenever I was scrolling through the stuff. So, yeah, this is all happening in this next episode. If you hate this intro, I hate it too, but I'm going to keep it in there because that's how much I love doing things I hate. All right, here it is. Life of Loser Presents Madison Davis, part two. Okay, now we're getting crazy. You're saying there's so much going on here. First of all, babies cry. What was Hilda doing? What was her name?
I think it's Betty Gow.
Betty Gow. What was Betty Gow doing?
The whole family and their staff was there, and they had a dog.
There's a dog.
There was a dog.
And no one.
It was
this
a little terrier, so you know that thing would be.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Any small dog yipping for 3 hours.
For real, yeah.
That's why I like big dogs. Fact. But this guy, smooth as heck, mm-hmm. Bruno, just moonwalking up into this bedroom, grabbing baby. Shh, little baby. Yeah. Climbs down the ladder. Ladder breaks when he's climbing down. Probably falls. Baby's still asleep. No one hears it. Baby had to be dead before he got out of that room.
I don't think I mentioned this, but...
Oh, okay.
The time of death put...
Yes. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about the time of death.
I didn't talk about that. It put, Charlie Lindbergh being dead approximately the same day that he was kidnapped.
See? That's what I'm saying. Man, that's just weird then, man. This guy just has a... I'm just asking questions. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep talking.
I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, oh, yeah, my bad.
So, you know how I said that they were just moving into this new house? Like, they hadn't fully moved in. They were just staying the weekends.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that part.
So, the family remained there after the weekend due to Charlie having a cold. They were not supposed to stay there until Tuesday. And the only people who knew that they had stayed longer were those in the house and Anne's parents.
The wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said, who's Anne?
So, yes. Nobody in theory should have known that mm-hmm. they were even there.
Now you're just being crazy with the story.
And not to mention, it's a new house. How would anyone know where Charlie's nursery was?
True! If it was, the guy had to know, second story.
Mm-hmm. And it was the second story, because, you know, he needed
the
ladder.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, is there any more?
There's more.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm going to keep talking, because I have so many theories now, because you've exercised my brain to where I just want to talk about them.
Okay.
Give me your ideas when we're done, too. I want to hear what you think about it. I want to hear your, what's it called? Conspiracies on how this went down?
Yeah. Okay. So also, on March 29th of 1932, mm-hmm. almost a month after the kidnapping,
yeah.
Betty Gow, the nurse,
yes.
Nanny, she found these thing called thumb guards.
Thumb condom things?
What?
Well, they have it's called finger condoms. It's just if you are cutting something, you don't wear a whole glove. You just...
No, okay, so these were put on babies' thumbs. And they were connected to the sides of cribs.
Okay.
Using a chain, a necklace type chain, or string.
Well, that sounds safe. The 1920s was popping, dude.
It basically kept babies from sucking their thumbs or biting their fingers. But it was attached to their cribs. So
they're just chained up? Some BDSM stuff, dude? Okay.
They could move around in their crib, but they couldn't move barely around enough.
Yeah.
They could put their hand in their mouth. So.
They have toe guards too.
Not that I'm aware.
So the baby's just. Your story's getting crazy, dude. I think this became nonfiction like a minute back, dude. You're going crazy. Oh, this is nonfiction. I mean, fiction. This has been nonfiction the whole time. Yeah. So thumb okay guards. What do they have to do with those?
So, the nurse, Betty Gao.
Yes.
She found the crushed thumb guard in the driveway. And this was problematic. Is that a bat?
It's amazing. I'm going to do more podcasts outside. This is fucking cool. All right.
Okay.
Yes.
So
she found it when?
It was a month after the kidnapping.
So it's been in the driveway for a month? Mm-hmm. Or somebody went back and put the thumb guard in the driveway?
That's a good question.
Madison Davis, what are you doing? All right, keep going.
So, it was found in the driveway, which is problematic because the footprints that were found...
We're
going the other direction.
Fuck, dude. You're blowing my mind. Okay. This is better than any pirate story you could have told. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. So then, also another weird thing that happened.
Yeah?
Was there was a woman named Violet Sharp who also worked in the house.
Okay, that's a comic book character name.
Violet Sharp. You're right.
Yeah. It's a villain in a story.
So she had been under investigation by the police.
Because I think she was a suspect?
Well, they were kind of interviewing, like, everybody in the house because they weren't ruling anybody out.
Okay.
But from what I read, like, the interrogations were pretty brutal. Like, they did not let up on these people.
Yeah, they put thumb guards on them. But yeah, yeah. I've seen episodes of Special Victims. You know how brutal it can get in the interrogation room?
So, Violet had been... What?
How brutal, like, was it? Like, you read it. Like, what happened exactly? Like, what kind of tactics were they using?
It just sounded like... I mean, I didn't read, like, super specific stuff, but they were, like, really trying to coerce all the information out of these people that they could.
Okay. Keep going for a second.
So, she'd been... You what?
That's what I ran out. You just keep talking. Oh. I'll yell and I hear things.
Okay.
You're still going.
I know. So, she'd been questioned multiple times. And then when they were going to bring her back in to re-question her, she committed suicide.
What?
By swallowing cyanide.
Like a spy?
Like a spy. Like, who
what
does that?
What are you
that?
Doing in the story? She's... That's not even true. Oh, my God.
But it's so weird because they had, like, checked her out. Like, her alibi for that night.
And they're like, you're clear.
Yeah, they were basically like, okay, yeah, you're clear.
Do you think someone thought they were getting too close? And they cyanided her?
It's possible.
Okay, this is amazing still. I need more.
Okay, we're almost at the end,
Wait,
though.
Did she... Was it, like, in, like, a real spy fashion? Like, someone's like... Hold on, dude. Were you doing this with no lid because you didn't...
Yeah, I didn't... No lid. Are you? They're stuck together.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
To see where you're at. You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, continue. So she swallowed it, supposedly. Did they see her swallow it?
No, I think she was just found, and they were like, "Ooh,
ooh, casual cyanide capsule."
Casual. Okay. Right. So another thing that was reported was that Charles Lindbergh, Sr. was a notorious practical joker.
What? Does this have to do... Okay.
So, about 2 months before Charlie Lindbergh was kidnapped...
Uh-huh.
Charles Lindbergh had faked a kidnapping.
Oh my God. Of course he did. This is the dumbest... Alright, continue.
He had hidden the child in the closet... and alerted his wife and the staff that the child was missing, and they searched the entire house until he told them that the kid was not actually missing.
Yeah. He's thumb guarded in the closet.
Exactly.
This is the weirdest... So, what are our running theories right now? The lady okay, that
let
signed
out. Let me get to this last part, and then we can talk about it.
All right.
So, this is where we're getting to Hitler.
Oh, yes! Finally! All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, so as it turns out...
Charles is Jewish or something?
Nope.
Okay.
Opposite. He was an enthusiast for eugenics.
Charles was?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you... Oh, my gosh.
So, for anyone that may not know, that eugenics is the theoretical use of biology in breeding.
Yeah.
Used to create a superior race.
Yes. My goodness. So that's the part that Hitler connection was just because they like the same stuff?
Yeah, well, so he actually supported Hitler's eugenics program.
What do you mean? Like, he donated to it, or he, like, just said, like, I like that eugenics program?
I think he did more than just, like, oh, good stuff, guy, because apparently he was one of three Americans that were, like, awarded a medal or awarded something by Hitler.
Oh, from Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Who's the other two?
They were, like, kind of boys. I did not look it up.
Their boys. Photos of him and Hitler, like...
dabbing each other up.
Kissing Hitler on the cheek.
And he was so much so a believer in the eugenics that he fathered children with German women to further his genetics that he thought was superior. And this was all while he was still married to Anne and had another family.
Okay, there's so many more theories now. Did he not think that Charlie was superior?
So, yeah, this brings it back because Charlie was actually taking medication for a condition called rickets.
Rickets?
Rickets, which is like a condition that affects young children.
Okay.
And their bone development. So, at 20 months old, Charlie still could not stand on his own.
Okay. There's just so much to think about. There's the story leading up to this point, basically a story. Everything after this is just blowing my mind.
I mean, that's almost all I have, really.
All right, what's your theory?
Hold on, I want to plug my sources really quick
before
we get into
it. Hey, okay, nice.
I used FBI.gov.
Okay, shout out to FBI.gov.
CharlesLindbergh.com.
Wonder when they did
that. They actually had such a small section on Charlie Lindbergh.
Well, it's because there's so much shrouded in mystery. They want that to be the story of Charles's life.
Yeah, there's like none of the weirdness news.
Was it titled The Lindbergh Baby?
I think it was just like Charles Lindbergh Jr. Death.
Okay.
They also watched a video called Weird History, or it was by Weird History on YouTube. Also one by the History Channel on YouTube and the Smithsonian Channel on YouTube.
Did you all this in preparation for this?
I did. I wanted to have all my dates right and stuff.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
So, what do you think?
I don't know.
All those things happen, you don't have, like, just running ideas that each one has?
There's
like
so many ideas that you could go with.
So,
but it definitely feels not cut and dry Bruno Richard Hauptmann.
Yeah, because Bruno was probably in the paper. If we're thinking about it like this, Bruno was in the paper. They probably talked about Bruno's release at some point. Because papers tell, like back then they probably did those things because you don't know. Today, it's on the internet. So, like, Bruno's out of jail.
This is your theory.
I'm gonna build it based on everything you've told me, okay? So, Bruno's innocent.
Okay.
He's just an idiot. He got caught for robbery. What did he rob, you think?
I'm betting, like, a house.
Yeah. He got caught for robbing a house. That's not a smart crime.
Mm-mm.
He could do better. Rob somebody in a back alleyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people watch houses. You know what I mean? You have neighbors?
I do.
You ever just walk outside, look outside your house and be like, there they are.
Oh, my neighbors are so fucking nosy.
See? Even better. If someone robbed you, like, they'd be like, oh, we just saw your house getting robbed. Mm-hmm. You rob somebody in a back alley, no one's going to know someone got robbed in the back alley. Bruno's an idiot. Okay. So Bruno, they said, Bruno's going to jail. Bruno gets out of jail. All these people are involved. But they need to make it seem like, because baby can't just die of SIDS. Yeah. I guess it could have. That would have been way easier. But the baby can't die because, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like Charles is in on it. I don't know if his wife is.
I left this out earlier too.
Why did you leave something out?
because I just forgot about it.
Okay.
But I'm bringing it back.
Okay, okay, okay.
The cause of death was, like, trauma to the head.
Yeah, trauma to the head?
Mm-hmm.
That's the roommate.
He went this way and he said,
yeah, yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. All right, trauma to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So, Bruno's out of jail. They say, we found the fall guy. Charles is like, let me do a prank a week prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because everyone's in on it. The girl that does the cyanide's in on it. But she's the weakest link. You know what
Violet
I mean?
Violet Sharp.
Violet Sharp. She's the weakest link. So she's in on it. They're all doing things to plant stuff. Who's what's Violet Sharp's job?
Huh?
What's her job?
She was a waitress.
Waitress where?
At their house.
Oh, so she was like a
she's part of the wait staff.
Okay. Because saying a waitress, I thought she worked in a restaurant. I'm like, how is she a part of the story anymore? What do you call those, maids?
Potentially. I don't know. It was the 1930s.
Okay. So, like, she's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's in on it. Because everyone's there. But she's the weakest link, right? So Charles gets her and Betty Sue, whatever her name is, Betty Hun.
Betty Gao.
Gao. I'm really good with names if I hear them once. So I've been saying your whole name this whole time so I can remember it. So yeah, it gets those two together, and he was like, it's going down, baby.
It's going down, baby.
So one of them, was Bruno have any relations to any of them?
Not that we know of.
Because I'm thinking one of those two be seducing Bruno. To get into his house, lick his attic floor, mahogany, you know what I mean? They know what kind of ladder to use now. He's showing them around, he's like, I love you, honey, here's my secret garage, we know where it is. Because now they have access to his house.
Also,
you can write some numbers in there.
Bruno Richard Hauptmann said that the money was given to him by somebody else.
Somebody? Yeah. And they said, okay, this is going crazy. Maybe, you know what, the doctor...
Dr. Condon?
Dr. Johnny.
Uh-huh.
He was a big Charles fan. Maybe they're a part of the eugenics movement together. They go to secret meetings like the Bohemian Grove. It's a thing. It's a thing. Don't worry about it. They go to secret meetings, and then Charles is like, hey, man, I got this this weak child. I don't want it anymore. And then Dr. Condon's like, I got you, boo-boo. Because he would talk to him like that for some reason.
Oh, I also forgot to mention. I've been forgetting a lot of these.
You wrote it all down.
I missed some of it.
Okay.
Charlie's body was found like 4 miles away from the house.
Four?
Yeah.
How far was the Nelly?
The Nelly was in Martha's Vineyard, like, so in New York, where they were in New Jersey.
That's, depending on which part of New York. It could be far, it could be not.
I mean, it was pretty far.
There's just a shoreline dividing New York from New Jersey. New York City or the state of New York?
They were pretty close to New York City.
Okay.
But I think Martha's Vineyard is, like, further north.
Okay. So, oh. You're really throwing a lot of into my planned story. Okay, so the baby got trauma to the head. It's found 4 miles away. So, honestly, they're not scouring the town. The baby's been in the ditch the whole time.
Mm-hmm. They found it.
Depending, how much decomposing was there?
So he'd been there for 2 months. They said he was, like, fairly decomposed because it was just outside, you know?
Yeah. So, like, person had kidnapped the baby, killed it, dropped it off 4 miles away from him the night of.
That's what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, it's a smart move because you're not going to look for something that you know is being held.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if I told you I got, like, your necklace or something like that, you're not going to look for your necklace, even if I put it in your, like, it's, like, on your back or something. Because you think I have it.
Right.
So the baby's probably been in the ditch the whole time.
Interesting. I didn't think of it that way.
Because, like, you don't run the risk of people being like, I wonder what's in this ditch over here.
Because
once you think the baby's dead, that's when you start looking for the baby.
Course.
Oh my god. So the baby's been there the whole time. Whoever picked it up, I'm thinking the doctor, John, because he was like, he's probably not fast on his toes. You know what I mean? They're like, what's the kidnapper's name? And he said, John. He's not an improv doctor, you know what I'm saying? He's probably a doctor and like, ooh, English, you know? I read a lot of books. And the best he could do was John Doe, you know?
Right.
And the bodyguard? Sure. We could pay him to lie. We just got $50,000. The ransom money? Easy.
Something weird that I also read was that Dr. John, like, contributed $1,000 of his own money.
To the ransom?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on, man. He put his own money in on it?
He did put his own money in on it.
This is the... Everyone's in on it. Everyone. This... Especially, you know, so like the baby's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
The mom, is she in on it? We don't hear much about her in these stories.
It does not seem like it.
She doesn't seem like she's that concerned. But then again, we don't get to hear her side because we're talking about everything else. Like, Charles.
Apparently, Charles Lindbergh, like, really took over the investigation, like, had a tight grip on most of it as well.
See? That's how you control the... Oh my God.
Control the narrative?
Yes. He's like, oh, there's a guy. The FBI got the handwriting. But how do you get his... See, one of those girls, man. The Violet, the mm-hmm. waitress, probably wrote notes all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Master handwriter. Looked at Bruno's hand signature and she said, oh, I can write that. I can try that. Writes it out. I'm pretty sure people that were like hand people back then really didn't give a shit because they're trying to close this case. So they're like, oh, it matches Bruno's. The girl was doing a sloppy job. She was writing quick.
And like
more. And that's why they made her swallow the pill.
More modern analysts.
Yes. Analysis. Analyzers.
Those people mm-hmm. have said that like they think it was someone trying to fake a German.
Yes.
But, you know...
You're bringing in the parts I'm here for. You're coming in late with it. Okay. So, the girl... I swear to God, one of these two girls are with mm-hmm. Bruno. No, because then they would disclose that, you know what I mean? Like, if I was the investigator, I'd be like, well, there's some connection here. So now these two look guilty. Because Bruno... I don't think Bruno would have been like... Unlike the character I wrote earlier, not a snitch. This is life, you know what I mean? He's going to roll over.
Mm-hmm.
But how did he die? Oh, yeah, the electric chair, right. He didn't die. He didn't get John Wilkes Booth. That's not John Wilkes Booth. He didn't get Lee Harvey Oswalded. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Do you know that story? Okay. Sorry, you're probably here. You need to go soon? I'm sorry, I keep talking.
No, you're good.
Okay.
My watch is just telling me to stand up.
Oh, you can stand. Just take a stand.
I don't want to.
Okay. Cool. Is it saying, like, you're too inactive?
It says, time to stand up. Stand up and move a little for a minute.
Yeah. Don't. Okay, because no. We're talking about things. I'm kidding. You can. But, yeah. Oh, man. So, like, where was I at? I've been thinking about too much.
You said Violet's in on it?
Violet's in on it. Hun is in on it. Dr. John Wilkes Booth is in on it. So, like, they're all working together, and it's all headed up by Charles, because he hates his little genetically challenged child. Hates him. You can't stand, you'll never stand again. That's messed up, shouldn't have said
oh
like
my
that.
God.
But, that's why I should edit, but I don't. So, so, where was Charles at during this whole thing? He was gone, right?
No,
he was
there. They were at home.
They were at home.
It was...
But everyone's accounted for. Everyone has an alibi?
Supposedly. So there was the nurse.
The nurse was probably hanging out with the maid. So those two have an alibi and it's themselves.
I don't know if Violet was there that night. What I saw...
Violet
said it was
with Bruno.
What I saw said it was the parents. So Charles and Anne. Charlie, obviously. Until he wasn't.
Yeah, get it, MD. Let him know. He was there till he wasn't.
And his nurse, Betty Gow.
Mm-hmm, Betty Gow.
And the Lindbergh's butler.
Yes. Who's the butler?
They don't mention him very much, so I think he's pretty safe.
Yeah. Yeah, he was busy butlering. Butling?
But
he's a butler. Buttling. Doesn't matter.
He's safe.
So we said who again?
The parents.
Parents.
Charlie Until He Wasn't,
yeah. His new name for the podcast. The podcast title is Charlie Till He Wasn't.
That's beautiful. I love it.
That's terrible. All right.
Betty Gao.
Yes.
And the butler.
Okay. See, there's a lot of people there.
And the dog.
Yeah, the terrier, right? Or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Terrier was in on it, too. Hated the little
bit. How did he stay quiet?
Okay, here's how it goes. If I'm setting it up in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Violet is gone. She's with Bruno. Either that or she's casing Bruno. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because her job could only be, like, could be just to, you know, follow him.
Find the fall guy?
Yeah. So she's probably looking at him. Studying his every movement. Knowing when he's not going to be home. Because I think cyanide pill, she was killed.
I think so too.
But it was made to look like suicide. So she was like the weakest link in the group.
Mm-hmm.
But they trusted her until they couldn't. Charlie till he wasn't, Violet till she couldn't, you know what I mean? So. And then, so she's out there watching him. The dog's hanging out with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves Hun. Hun, yeah, Betty Hun.
Gao?
Betty Gao. You're terrible, dude. Okay, sorry. Betty Gao. Okay? That leaves her.
Uh-huh.
Butler's probably, you know, sleeping. He's had a long day.
So it was like 10 p.m. is when Betty Gao went in. It's for like her like final check of the night, like before everybody was going to sleep, and that's when she noticed. So it was not like in the middle of the night.
Early night. Okay.
Not the middle.
So it's when? What season? March.
It's March. March.
And nighttime hits are early in March.
True.
Because, you know.
And they're also in New England.
Benjamin Franklin invented daylight savings. Back to National Treasure. So yeah, night's early.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 8 o'clock.
Earlier than that.
Earlier? Because I've never been. You. When were you in D.C.?
Many years ago.
I don't mean like year-wise. I meant like month-wise.
Oh. Many years.
The summertime?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you don't know how that.
What did you say?
The summertime?
I thought you said December time, and I was like, no.
Summertime. Yeah. So it sounds like December. I have an accent. I don't.
Wait, is there not a stop sign this way?
No. It's that way. So when you said that earlier, I was like, I'm a letter, you know. I'm a letter, I think it's there.
Okay.
But yeah. So. Gao.
Betty Gao.
She's the one that's making sure everything happens.
Okay.
Charles has to be with the wife to make her let the and the dog none the wiser.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you do. You just said right. Okay. He has to be with them. So, Betty Gao is the one facilitating. So she has to make sure, you know, the butler doesn't go up and baby, because she's the only one that's watching the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she's gone. The whole time when the baby's getting taken?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. She can make sure everything else is being taken care of. This is good, dude. We're really doing this. Or I am, either way. So yeah, when the thing's going down, the ladder's being put there. The ladder's being there. So because she could go up no matter what. It's her job. The only job is to check the baby.
Right.
But she's not even up there. So Betty's in on it. That's, I guess, long story short, Betty's in it. Baby had to be dead in the room.
I also feel like it's weird because, like, supposedly he had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why would you be leaving him for extended periods of time?
Yeah. Yes.
When he's sick. Especially if, like, it's her job to take care of him.
Dude. This is it, dude. We're thinking hard. You have no theories at all?
Okay. Are you ready for my theory?
Ma'am, 100%.
I think that Charlie Lindbergh died somehow, whether by accident.
Beforehand.
And I think the whole kidnapping is a cover-up.
I like this one.
So I think whether by accident, by illness, what have you, murder. I think...
The fake kidnapping?
I think that the kidnapping was fake.
No, the other fake kidnapping.
Oh, which fake kidnapping?
Charles Lindbergh's like, oh, the baby's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Baby died during that. It was like a Winston Bishop prank. It went too far.
You think 2 months later?
Oh, did it happen 2 months beforehand?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was like the week prior.
No, it was 2 months before, but it could have been something similar.
Could have been something
similar. He could have been doing like another prank.
Yeah, he was like throwing him too high, and then the baby's head hit the ceiling. Blunt force trauma on the head. Like, ceiling fan. Roxanne! And the baby head just pops. That song was playing in the background. I don't even think I was just singing that.
But if there's like, if there's different timelines, then every theory could have happened.
And there's a timeline where little Charlie's out there not standing still.
And there's another timeline where standing. Charlie Lindbergh is completely fine.
Yes. Man. It's the butterfly effect, truly, man. Mm-hmm. One thing changes everything. Hitler's out there improving his eugenics, man. People like me aren't even out here, you know?
Yikes.
Sad times. This really took a turn. Glad you came here today. But why would you just... What? So no one could go down for, like, accidental killing of baby?
Potentially. But I also think, like, they were coming to, like, the end of, like, this big hype.
Oh, you think it was a publicity thing?
I think potentially it was for publicity.
And you think Anne was in on it? You think she was so clear?
I don't think Anne was in on it. Because I think Charles was just, like, very...
He was hyped about it.
It kind of goes back to, like, the eugenics things. Like, he thought he was, like, a supreme person.
So whenever,
like, he thought he was so above everybody else. Yeah, I feel like whenever things kind of started to simmer down, he wanted something else. And then it just...
You think he was a sociopath? No. Wait, tell me... I mean, you probably
can't. I think, like, definitely narcissist.
Okay, yeah. I could see that. Dude probably, I mean, he definitely didn't, but he probably made charleslindbergh.com. He was like, you want this domain name? It's mine.
I actually saw it. Let me look it up so I don't get this wrong.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about, while she's looking this up, I'm going to try to figure some more stuff out. So all the other kids, how big is his family tree, you think? You said he had other kids with other women.
I don't know. It didn't say, so it must have been, like, many or, like, an innumerable amount, you know?
What's your backstory? I know for a fact I am definitely not a spawn. I'm Charlotte. If so, his genetics are trash, and he should have stopped before he is ahead himself, man.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you found her, or are you just saying okay in general?
I think I'm just saying okay in
general. Okay, so yeah, he has all these other children. Does he keep up on them? Do you think he, like, you know, lab coat?
I think he was just, like,
and watches them from a distance? Oh, so he's like that John Stamos' character from Special Victims Unit, who just continued to have children?
I think he was literally just trying to, like, continue his genetic line.
What a sicko, dude.
Okay. Charles Lindbergh died of cancer.
Ah, how good are your genetics, buddy?
On August 26, 1974.
74?
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a year.
So let me see how old that would be.
Cancer.
Didn't say what kind of cancer.
When did Anne die?
Oh, that's a good question.
When did Betty Hahn die? Gal? Betty Hahn is like somebody I have to know or something. I don't know why I keep saying it.
Oh, let me look up Betty Hahn.
Like, that's where you're going to find something for it? Okay.
Betty Hahn is an American photographer known for working in alternative and early photographic processes.
Love photography. I don't, but I do. You know what I mean? I have two cameras. I took some people's senior photos. They're not great because I don't have good editing technology. Is that what kind of art you do? What kind of freelance art do you do?
No, I do... It's kind of like... abstract. Here, I'll show you a picture.
Please. And then I'll show you the pictures I've drawn. I'm kidding.
So Betty died, not Betty, excuse me, Anne died in 1906. No, she was 1906. Born in 1906.
Okay.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. She was born in 1906, and she died in 2001.
She was 2001?
Old broad.
Damn, son. She about to hit a centennial on that month. For 5 more years, she'd have been 100. 100.
Charles was born in 1902 and died in 1974.
So yeah.
He'd have been...
He's 50... No, 72.
72.
That's really simple math. All I had to do was take 2 from 74.
Here, I'll show you some pictures of kind of art I do. It's kind of abstract.
Where is it at?
What do you mean, where is it at?
You do freelance. You've done some stuff. So, like, where is it located? Where have you,
like,
where's your stuff?
Like, people's homes.
Oh, is it in people's homes? I thought you did, like, stuff around town. Like, if I walked into, like, you know, Gailey's,
that'd be cool.
There'd be, like, your painting, because they have a bunch of paintings in Gailey's.
I do want to, like, maybe, how, like, different restaurants or, like, coffee shops, whatever, they have, like, artwork up.
Yeah, like I mean, like I said, you ever been to Gailey's?
I have not been to Gailey's. I'd love to go.
They just have people's, like, art up there. Mm-hmm. Like, some of them are really good. Some are just like, okay, I get that.
This one's, like, my favorite.
Okay. This is print?
It's a digital rendering.
Okay.
But I do prints.
Wow. What was this? A City Near You, is what it's called?
Yeah, so what I do...
All right, first of all, everyone, usually I do this at the end, but if you want to follow her art page...
It was just my page. That was the name of my highlight.
Oh!
Uh-huh.
I want to check it out, then. Keep talking.
So what I do is I'll take, like, a map of a city.
Shut up. Okay.
And I'll kind of, like, loosely draw. So that one is Springfield that you're looking
at now. Is this downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'll loosely draw kind of, like, the shapes of the streets or, like, natural landmarks.
Christchurch. This is... What?
What's this? New Zealand.
Is this where this... Oh, is that the town, or...
Mm-hmm.
How did you find this one?
So I went to New Zealand with my grandpa, and I loved Christchurch so much.
I hear New Zealand's dope.
It was amazing.
Middle Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wanted to double check. That's where the price is. Yeah, those guys from Flight of the Conchords are from New Zealand.
Who?
It's a TV show about two New Zealand guys that just sing.
They call them Kiwis.
Kiwis?
Uh-huh. That's what people from New Zealand are called.
Oh, Taika Waititi's from New Zealand.
Who?
You know Taika Waititi? Director? Directed Thor Ragnarok. Directed Jojo Rabbit. He has a new TV show on Hulu called... You seen Jojo Rabbit?
What
it's
a
so
resume.
Good. Jojo Rabbit's about this boy who was a part of Hitler's youth. And his imaginary best friend is Hitler until he finds out that Hitler's a piece of trash.
We're
because,
back to Hitler?
Yeah, it is. This is another circle. I saw this movie once and I was like, this is an amazing movie. So, like, Scarlett Johansson's the little boy's mom.
Okay.
And then she works, like, with, I guess, a resistance group against, like, all the shit that's happening in Germany.
Mm.
But then, like, so, like, the boy who's, like, attending Hitler's youth camps, he, like, goes home one day and he hears something weird. And it's, like, because they have a little Jewish girl in their attic, you know, living there. So now he's, like, in this conflict because, like, he starts to learn to like her. He starts to find out, like, oh, she's not a monster, even though he's been told every time he goes to camp, Jewish people are monsters. He has to, like he's now torn because, like, he wants to do what Hitler says is right, but then he realizes this girl's just a person, like me. And then they kill his mom.
Oh, my God.
That's the plot twist, I guess, that I shouldn't have gave away.
They kill ScarJo?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to just give away the scene because I don't think you'll ever watch it, but if you do, because I think it's really good.
I'll wait, like, 5 years to watch
okay,
it.
Okay, so he's, like, having a good time walking around town, you know, and then, like, he sees his paper. I don't know, he's following something. I think a paper falls, and he, like, starts to, like, follow it down the street to, like, try to pick it up. And then when he picks it up, this camera shoots, like, so he picks it up, and then the camera cuts to, like, him standing straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the whole movie, they've been showing Scarlett Johansson's feet. So whenever the camera pans up to him standing up straight, right beside his head are the feet of the people that they hang in town for being, like, I guess communists, their version of communists, but, like, people that are betraying Hitler.
Right.
So, like, he gets up, mom's feet right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then, like, he, like, reads the paper, looks up, and then he just sees his mom. Starts crying. It's a really good, that whole movie, I really like it. God. But that's Taika Waititi, he's from New Zealand. Okay, sorry. You don't, never seen any of those films?
No.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. He has a show on Hulu called Reservation Dogs. Doesn't matter. No, this is a thing. He plays Hitler in that movie. So this is Church of Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next? What is this?
That one is Hollywood Hills.
Because these hills have eyes. What is that? Oh, that I feel is, like I know that. It's a
that's
lyric.
An MGK lyric.
Dude, oh, you didn't go inside my room. I have two MGK records.
Oh, nice.
I went to his concert here 3 years
here?
Ago. Yeah. At the the Shrine Mosque.
Oh, shit.
It's the first... I've only been to three, to be fair, but it's the first best concert I've been to.
You've only been to three concerts?
Yeah. My freshman year of college, I went to see Wiz Khalifa just because he was the star on, like, the attraction, like, the concert of the year. And then I saw Bruno Mars for my birthday in Oklahoma, which that was amazing. And then I saw
that
MGK
amazing.
Here. And those are the three. I was going to see him again in... Oklahoma. No, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
At the amphitheater, Walmart Amphitheater. This is from, I think I'm okay. That's the line. Okay. I just wanted to prove that. All right, here we go. What's this one?
That one is San Francisco.
What's your, okay, I guess we have to go back. What's the connection here? Because you had one for, like, that one and the other one. Springfield, you've been, you live here. New Zealand, you got that.
I mean, I've been to Los Angeles as well.
Okay. San Francisco, you've been there?
I've been there.
Just for fun?
My friend lives in Sacramento.
Capital.
Mm-hmm. It is the capital. And that one is Venice Beach, which is, like, my favorite area of Los Angeles, probably.
Yeah.
It's weird and quirky, but also, like, very
Muscle
vibe-y.
Beach there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the small things I know about there, because video games have taught me a lot. Because there's... they have a good basketball court there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
they
all
have,
I know.
They also have, like, I don't know if they like racquetball or handball or...
There's just a wall outside of a court.
I mean, there's like... Have you ever been to like a YMCA and they have like those...
The glass
the
rooms.
The glass rooms.
Yeah.
Like the walls. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is, they have those.
Yeah, racquetball.
Racquetball?
I feel like handball, you don't use...
I don't know. I don't play either.
That's fair. I don't either because I... being in such a tight space would kill me. What we got here?
That one is Nashville.
Like Nashville?
Did you like Nashville?
I've been once.
Did you like Nashville?
I didn't get to go out to Nashville. I got to, I was stuck in a hotel the whole time.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was a religious conference. It was weird. All right, next. What we got here?
That one is Manhattan.
You know what? You can tell.
I think so, too.
Because it's very gridded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like New York is very...
Yeah, it's definitely like
on a grid
city.
System. What's the song you chose?
Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
What's it about?
It's about... Oh, man. It's a really good song.
I'll listen to it.
So it's basically talking about, like, the both sides of love.
Okay.
And, like, it could be, like, the both sides of life, whatever. So, yeah, like, how there's the good parts and the bad parts and, like, the things that make you feel whole and the things that make you feel empty. And, like, one of the lines is, like, looking at a cloud and, like, sometimes you can see the shapes and sometimes it's just... cloudy day.
Oh, okay. So like it wasn't okay. I was thinking about something else. So like it's not that like so one time it's very defined and the other day it's just all clouds.
No, like sometimes
I thought it was like you see something but some days you're just like it's a fucking blob.
Yeah, some days it's just like it's a cloudy, it's overcast blot, and sometimes like you see the shapes and you see the beauty in it. That's kind of the concept.
Okay, Joni. What we got here?
That's Seattle.
Why? Ooh, how'd you get to do this? Did you do
so
like a live
record? I use it like on Procreate, is what I make these on.
Okay.
And it kind of like takes a video every time that you draw.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of downloaded that and put it on there. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Oh, is it a whole thing?
Yeah, I don't know how long it is, but.
Jordan Davis relation? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Leaving New Orleans. This is the map of New Orleans?
No, it's Seattle.
Oh, that's right. You just said.
Because one of the lines is like, hit Seattle if I need a little rain.
Okay. So. Procreate. I just use Microsoft Paint. It's my thing. Okay. What's we got here?
I think this one is Denver. I don't totally remember.
Like Denver?
I've never been to Denver.
Oh. Okay. Cool, cool, cool. Nor have I have. Why would I lie? I went there as a chaperone for a high school group.
Oh, Nice. I think actually I may have been to Denver, but only when I was like an infant, so not enough to like.
Like little.
Not enough to really be like, oh yeah. I've been
like there. Charlie's age.
Yeah.
So how do the, you say these are in people's houses?
Mm-hmm.
How do they find you?
So like some of them are like most of them are friends or like people that I kind of just like bump into here or there, like talk to them and I, you know, tell them that
yeah,
like
a guard?
Freelance art. No, I don't. I normally just show
very
them my
word
Instagram.
Of mouth, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just like here and they're like, okay. Mm-hmm. You can just do any town?
Yeah, anywhere that you want.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. The one I'm working on now, it's actually like a it's different because most of them are based on like city streets.
Yeah.
But the one I'm doing now is like a topographical map.
Oh, you're
Iceland.
Adding layers to like show there's a mountain here. Mm-hmm. How are you doing that? Shading?
No, not necessarily shading, but like kind of overlapping of the different shapes and like colors. It's I can send you a picture later.
Please.
It. It's pretty cool.
I like art. It's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but
I'm pretty excited about it. It's pretty dope.
Well, yeah. How much is it? Just letting the people know.
Well, this one's for a friend, so I'm selling this one for like $80.
Well, I'm not trying to buy that one. I'm just saying, like, overall, how much do you charge?
It depends on if it's like painted, or if it's just a print.
Yeah.
So if I like paint on a canvas,
yeah.
It just depends on how long I take, but like a couple $100. But if it's like a print, maybe like $100 or a little bit more.
Okay. Okay. I dig it. I like it. I see what you're saying. I can afford that. I like that size. How big do you? How? Are you, oh my gosh! If I bought the canvas, how much would it cost then?
Oh, it depends on the size of the canvas.
Okay, so I have this problem,
uh-huh.
And I've had it for the past. What's 2016? 5 years.
That's 6 years. It's 2021.
So 2016 till 2021.
Oh. For some reason, I thought you said 2015.
I don't know. I could have swore I said 2016. But either way.
Either okay, way.
So I've had this problem, all right? Ever since I got adult jobs, I tend to have money. Not bragging. I'm just saying. It's one of those problems you have, you know what I mean? Because then you start buying dumb things like my Captain America shield and my thorax and my bedroom that you didn't get to see. They're in there. So what I'm saying is, every time I walk into Michael's, you probably see where I'm going here. I go to the canvas section because I've always wanted to paint. I don't have the ability to paint.
Everybody has the ability to paint.
I only thing I've ever kind of painted, there's a painting in my room. There's two paintings, one in my bathroom, one in my room. One's of Stitch, one's like just aww. Me playing around where I just made Fat Thor. So those are the only two things I've ever painted. Yeah, the Stitch one doesn't look bad. People kind of like that one. If you want to check that one out.
I will.
Yeah. But yeah, so I go into Michael's and sometimes they have them on sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, I see the one that's like 8 feet by like 6 feet, and I say, damn, I want that one.
I mean, okay, so I have a theory.
Yeah.
Is it good art, or is it just a big canvas?
Okay. So like because it's bigger, it draws more attention?
Yeah, I think people are just impressed by big canvases, honestly.
So if I gave you a big canvas, you wouldn't give me good art?
I would give you great art.
Oh, okay. Because I would be stunned by the big canvas. I'd be like, ooh. I mean, imagine. Because like it's about the size, height-wise, of like that wall.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't be as long.
Right.
And you just put it back there. Looks super cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably, I would make you, if I bought it, I would make you like the stupidest town. Like my rural hometown, like Neosho, Missouri.
You're from Neosho?
Do you know Neosho?
I do. I know. Why? Well, I don't know Neosho itself, but a lot of my friends are from Neosho.
What?
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 28, so I just wanted to see if that
I'm
knew
25.
Any... 3 years isn't too long, man. I could probably know somebody from Neosho.
It's like one of my best friends. His name is Peyton Clare.
Don't know who that is.
No.
Cool name, though.
I think he's younger than me, so you probably wouldn't have been.
Okay, okay,
then.
Okay. Peyton Clare. Who else? Tell me more names. I won't know anyone. I bet. That's going to be awesome. You know what? Because I feel like when I was a senior, because at one point, if they went to Neosho High School, I was a part of the group that we did like the mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have mentored some kids that were younger than me, whatever. You know.
Another one of my good friends, his name is Dylan Milliken.
Cool name.
I call him Dilly Millie.
As you should. That's good. That's a good rap name, too. Dilly Millie. Oh, if his middle name was an A, Dilly a Millie.
I can't remember what his middle name is.
Well, he's probably not one of your best friends, then. No, all my friends' middle names.
Do you?
Nah.
No.
Only if I, like, really want to make them feel mad about life. A lot of people hate their middle names. Yours?
I'm fine with it.
Okay. What's yours?
So a little something about me is it
ready.
Got very interested. So there was another Madison Davis,
of course,
in my grade. Very Madison, super common name.
Yeah.
Davis, one of like the top 10 most common names, right?
Alright.
There was another Madison Davis in my grade in school growing up. And they love to put us in the same class together. I don't know if
all the time.
Coincidence.
How big was this town?
So I'm from Jefferson City.
Oh, the
which
middle.
Is not itself.
Jay City
big.
Riot, shout out. That's a thing. That is nothing.
That's like their choir. Or
it
show
is.
Choir.
Yeah. I did you know, stage crew for the show choir in my hometown, so I got to go to competitions and watch the kids sing. Yeah.
I was in speech and debate in high school.
Can we talk about that in a second? But continue
yeah,
with
can.
Your story.
We can. I actually
I
want
to see how much time I have. Hold on. Because now I'm just getting you to... And then we cut her off. We cut off the whole thing because there's a part three coming. Two more parts. Wow, three more parts, you know, are left in this saga that is Madison Davis. Will you find out how to get her art, you know? Where was it located on the zeitgeist that is the internet? You can find out if you come back next Friday for more because we're definitely going to tell you some stuff and you're going to want to hear it. Because Jefferson City is being talked about. And if you're from JC, you're going to want to hear it. And if you're from the town of the show, baby, you're going to want to hear it. You're going to want that onomatopoeia. Just kidding. I don't want to see ya. Listen to me. That's how I... Dang it, I was getting it, and then I messed it up. Either way, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. She probably appreciates... I don't know. She's not getting any money from this. But didn't she have a fun little laugh, you know? Either that or it's just a laugh of nervousness. It's hard for me to tell these days. I think I'm going insane. I might be dying. Either way, come back next week. We have more Madison Davis. And this is Andrew Edward with Life of Loser, always saying, hey, maybe it's not that bad being a loser.